Welcome to the Epic Florida Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Epic Florida Podcast. I am your wonderful host, Simon. I am joined by my fantastic host, Phil. How's it going, my friend?
It's all going gravy, mate. All gravy.
Yeah, for people who are not from down south, that's okay. So,
in all fairness, it's not really used down here anymore. I don't even know why I said it.
Well, yeah, the London side's coming out a little bit. So, yeah, we're back. We've going to keep it short and sweet like we did on the last one because people seem to enjoy that more. So, quickly, I'm going to say a massive congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for booking a place at the Super Bowl. I know we said we're going to leave sport out of this for now on, but with it being Tampa actually playing at home for the Super Bowl, we thought we'd give it a mention. So all you Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans, congratulations and good luck in the Super Bowl final. And going back to some local theme park news, I've got a couple of bits. I think Phil's got a couple of bits, so I'll start with mine. Ground has now been broken on the Slingshot and Drop Tower at Icon Park. They're now putting foundations in and drilling in and draining the floor of all the water table, because obviously there's a lot of water in Florida. So that work has started. So that could be going vertical in the next few weeks. And literally, this is just broken while, just before we recorded this, Icebreaker train is on the tracks testing its launch. Ooh. As we speak. It's not going launching forward and backwards completely, but it's on the LMI, the linear motors, moving forwards and backwards. So it's getting its parameters in. So fingers crossed, we might get some launching in the, I'd say, maybe week. Might we get a full track launch? So Icebreaker is started to test the train on the... Because if you don't know about Icebreaker is a single... roller coaster, but what it's different to most, it has a table. So the train moves forward onto a movable table, which then joins the rest of the track. Then it shoots forward, shoots backwards, shoots forward again, then backwards up a spike, and then shoots you off for the rest of the roller coaster.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My time.
Well, that's my couple of little bits for me. I've got another one we'll probably get into in more detail in a little bit. So I'll just go over to Phil for anything for me.
Mine's really easy. We don't really talk about the mousetrap, but one of the stores I used to love in the Florida Mall was obviously gone. And I didn't actually go in there for the candy and sweets. I went in for the photo opportunities. The M&M, they just called it the M&M. They haven't called it a store or anything. At Disney Springs has now officially opened on Saturday, the 30th of January, 2021. Yep. I've heard it hasn't got all the flavors the Florida Mall one had, but quite frankly, I do have to say this about the mousetrap. Disney Springs is getting so much different stuff now. It does actually feel like I need to go back there now and buy a few treats.
Yeah, Disney Springs is turning more into a couple of days rather than just a quick last-minute shopping trip now, because they've got lots and lots of fancy restaurants, lots of bars, and a lot of shops. So Disney Springs is...
2021 being nice to Disney stuff.
Yeah. So like I just alluded to earlier, the thing that I'm most excited for this year at Florida has just in the last, 4 or 5 days, had human test dummies on it. The Velocicoasters had people on it. I'm so excited. I cannot hide it. But yeah, it looks like they've been doing some promo shoots, and that's the only time you'll ever hear me sing, guys. That is the only time you ever hear me sing, ever.
I'm sorry, I'm a bad singer, but I will sing quite a lot.
But yeah, it looks like they've done some promo shoots with, obviously, don't be one of them idiots who complains that they weren't wearing masks. It was for the promo shoots. They were all tested. They were all clean, and obviously it was sterilized after every run. So don't worry about that. But then, obviously, straight after that, the employees went on the ride for numerous times.
You know what? The year that they've had, I would usually be green with envy of them, but I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, it just shows when the pandemic kicked in, Universal carried on with the projects, kept the people employed, and just got on with it. Whereas Disney, this is not really a stamp. Well, it is a kind of a stamp at Disney. Look what they've done. The Ratatouille is ready to open, and still not opened it. Tron is now shut down till next year probably. Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind has now stopped. It's like you had this opportunity to do it. The one that I've noticed that a lot of Disney fans are getting a bit upset with is Rise of the Resistance is breaking down daily again. And they're like, well, why didn't you use the time when it was short to fix it? Because I was listening to a podcast earlier on this week, and the guy's from California, and he says they don't have the same issue. It's the exact same ride, exact same software, exact same layout, but they don't have the issues that Walt Disney World do.
Maybe the only difference is they don't have as many people constantly.
No, this is what I thought, but he actually went and said they ramped up Disneyland because it's obviously Disneyland is shut. They ramped up while it's been shut the same speed and the same amount of people that they do at Walt Disney World. So the rotations, because the thing is with Rise of Resistance, it has to keep running, else it'll break down. But they keep it running, it still breaks down. But Disneyland ramped it up to the stage that Walt Disney World were putting people through, and they never replicated the same issues Walt Disney World are having.
In all fairness, the same happens at Universal, though, mate, with Hagrid's motorbike. Yes, people.
But that was rushed. That has actually run smoothly for the last 3 months. I don't think that has actually gone down for longer than 10 minutes.
Until I see the big crowds back, I won't trust that ride, unfortunately. But maybe that's because it took away one of my favourite roller coasters. I sort of still,
Well, we do Fire or Ice.
Both. I'll do one straight after the other.
Yeah, no. I did prefer the fire one. I'd prefer the red one. That was the one that got me, because that one seemed a bit more extreme, if that makes sense. Because one was a little bit milder than the other, to me, anyway. But I do remember going on it when you could actually duel, and when you went face-to-face as a trains and then vertically split. That was awesome. And you idiots who stopped that, I hate you all. Yes, I'm staring at you. I hate you all.
I have got some bad news for Universal as well.
Cool.
You see, seems that something to do with cheerleaders and that show, what's always been at Disney Pop and all them places.
Yep.
They all get together and do their dances and all that, and decide who wins. Disney's not got it anymore, and it's moved to Universal. Great for Universal money-wise. Bad for us Universal people who would be there at the time, because it's going to be ramped up. Nothing against these people.
Well, yeah, you say that, but it's only mainly in the evenings, because during the day they're all in the conference centres, so you don't really see them. I was in Walt Disney World when they last in 2014 when that was going on. During the day, you didn't see the cheerleaders. It was mainly in the evening because they were all competing during the day, so you never saw them. So it doesn't really make much difference for day guests. Mainly in the afternoon and evenings, and obviously the evening entertainment areas like City Walk and iDrive will be packed if they move from Disney to that side, which is great news for iDrive. Great news for us.
Absolutely. They need that. iDrive definitely needs people.
Because that does lead me on to a bit of sad news, not for me, but for Phil, one of the well-known pizza chains, CC's Pizzas, has filed for bankruptcy. I don't believe it's going to actually disappear. I just think if it's anything like the UK way of doing it, it's just to stop companies taking assets. So the company will still be there in some form, but whether there'll be the buffet style, I don't know, because obviously a lot of the restaurants across the world are taking a massive hit right now. Florida, a little bit different, because they've actually got things open at the moment. I believe Governor DeSantis has literally told the new administration, we're doing the vaccine, go away and leave us alone. That was announced today. He's been given a plan for the vaccine rollout, and he's told them, no, we're doing it our way and we're getting on with it. So take that for what it is. I don't know what that means to what the state of Florida is going to be like in a few months or a few weeks. We'll have to wait and see.
I'm hoping September, it means the UK and Florida have a travel corridor, whatever they're called, and we can go over because I am so missing the place. Talking about news though with Florida, we nearly missed it. Busch Gardens and Universal. I know Busch Gardens have started their one. Has Universal started their Mardi Gras yet?
I think it starts this weekend. I think it's a, is it the 2nd of February? I think Monday, Tuesday, something like that. But yeah, is it Mardi Gras?
Yeah, it's Mardi Gras. It's not the same as it normally is with the floats and that. That's gone. You're still going to have music and that there. And beads will be given out just in different areas. You're to be someone standing there instead of throwing them at you. Your choice. You want. Yet again, people, if you're scared of the certain thing what no one shall name these days, don't go. It's like that. There is going to be people there. I think there's still going to be alcohol. So they're always going to be the odd idiot, unfortunately. So I would personally not go if you're worried about being around people. Watch vloggers and bloggers like us and just enjoy it from afar for now. I know it's not the best way of doing things, but at least Universal and Busch Gardens are trying to find a way to bring things what are normal in with a little tweak. It's more like Food and Wine Festival now, isn't it?
Yeah, the well, I know the Busch Gardens always do it like a food Food and Wine Festival because they usually have a beer, selecting food from different parts of the world as well. But Universal are doing that this time as well. I also believe that there's going to be floats dotted around the park, so you can get your picture taken with a float, and there's going to be a food booth near the area. So a little bit of a Universal vibe on Food and Wine, same with Busch Gardens. While we're at Busch Gardens, I saw pictures of Gwazi, and it looks complete. I personally think that is ready to open.
Will they be coming on the screen for the YouTube fans while we're speaking?
I don't know. I'll have to go and see if I can find any pictures of it, because it just shows that the station has got the row sectors. Because you know when you know when it tells you which row you are, that's usually, to me, any of the roller coaster, that's the final thing you need to do, is put the like row one, row two, row three on the station. They've been installed, so I think Gwazi is ready to go. I think we've just got to do a bit more testing. But I've heard Rocky Mountain Construction do have a massive testing rigmarole, so it might be a little bit longer yet, but fingers crossed, that's another coaster opening in the next few weeks.
Fantastic. I believe Sunday night, the 31st, is Royal Rumble, what will be in Tampa. They've been there for about a few months now. And we all know WrestleMania in a couple of months is also going to be in Tampa. Little rumour, could be some sort of crowd in there. I'm not sure if it'll be a full sellout, 20%, 25%, but it's going to be over 2 days. So the event's going to be split over 2 days. And the rumour is they want a crowd, what I think would be good for wrestling-wise, because I think as much as good as AEW and WWE, other wrestling companies are out there.
Not many, but there is.
Not as good as them two in America, in all fairness. You do miss the proper crowd interaction with it all, and it'd be nice to see a bit more normality slowly. Let's hope the vaccine push-out works perfectly. Let's hope the vaccine works as well as we're hoping. And let's hope the second half of this year, everyone can get back to doing stuff they love.
So just be nice to people. I know we've all had it hard for the last 12 months, but just be nice to each other. Let's just get through this. Get on with things, and then we can start having a beer with each other in a theme park on iDrive and just let the world disappear.
People, I'm sure, like every time me and Simon do this show, as soon as we release it, more big breaking news will come out and we'll miss it.
But this might be the start of us having to start ramping this up to maybe a couple of episodes a month now. So we're not going to go weekly. I'm not going to say anything about that yet, but we might eventually do, but quick 10-minute ones. But at the moment, we're going to do it as we get enough information to get maybe a 25, 30-minute episode out. And I think that's what we're probably at now. So with that, I am going to say thank you for joining me, Phil.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. If you could give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anything that you're listening to, follow us on Twitter at TEFPod. Follow us on YouTube. Well, you should be following on YouTube because you're watching it on this channel. Click that subscribe button. And there's a little bell at the side of it. If you press that, the little ding ding. Press a little ding ding. So you're notified for when any show from the Epic shows comes to your feed, you'll get notified straight away. You can follow me on Twitter at Simon and Julie. And the Simon Says Pod. You can follow Phil
on my other podcast at GAAB Podcast, what is for Ghost Aliens and Beyond, or Rant Football One, what is for the YouTube show and the podcast. People, quick one, check out, it's coming out, it's probably already out by the time this comes out. We've put one of the podcast videos, what we recorded together, I'm putting it on YouTube to show people what the podcast is about as well. So give that a check out, and if you like it, subscribe to that as well. That's pretty much me, mate.
Yeah, so all the links will be in the show notes, so Phil, don't forget, send them over. I'm going to thank you again, the wonderful listener. I'm going to thank you again, the wonderful viewer. And we will see you in a couple of weeks.
See ya.
Tatty bye.